From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Update on a suspicious situation that arose last month in Eureka. On November 2nd, a woman suffering from an unknown medical condition was found in the alley at the 500 block of O Street. The woman was taken to the hospital and then transferred to an out-of-area care facility. A detective on the case was notified earlier this week that the woman had died. An autopsy is scheduled for Thursday. The investigation has not been confirmed as criminal in nature, therefore the woman's identity is not being released as yet. The bankruptcy court-approved deadline for unfiled non-governmental fire claimants is today at 5 p.m. against PG&E. The deadline for filing claims, known as the BART date, claims related to the Northern California fires that arose prior to January 29th of this year, have to be filed no later than the deadline. If any person believes that money is owed to them by PG&E for loss or injury resulting from those fires that arose before PG&E filed for Chapter 11 on January 29th, they have to file a proof of claim before 5 p.m. today. If those who are affected don't submit a proof of claim by then, they may give up their rights to any payment or compensation. Fire claims can be filed online or at one of six PG&E claim service centers. A Garberville home invasion under investigation. Sunday afternoon, Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies dispatched to a residence on the 100 block of Arthur Road in Garberville the report of a home invasion armed robbery that had just taken place. According to a victim there, two men broke into his residence just after 3 p.m. They bound the victim, then stole his cell phone, truck, cannabis, and a safe. According to the victim, one of the suspects did have a firearm. After the suspects fled, the victim was able to escape to a neighbor's home and call for help. The suspects, one, a male subject about 6'1", wearing a blue hooded sweatshirt, a black and white biker-style skull mask, carrying a blue steel automatic handgun. Suspect two, 5'9", blue hooded sweatshirt and an unknown color bandana over his face. The stolen vehicle is a 2008 Ford F-150 XLT with a third door on the passenger side, California license plate, 10699C1. Assault with a deadly weapon counts facing a woman following an incident on the 38,900 block of State Highway 299 in Willow Creek. Deputies got there and found the suspect, 36-year-old Janine Jackson, attempting to walk away from the scene. She was placed under arrest. Then they found a 21-year-old victim with stab injuries to the face and upper chest. Jackson was booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on charges of assault with a deadly weapon other than a firearm. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.